Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bechayras, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fein Josevi Kogon Bikarav Mamish. And we can discuss in Petach Hamar. The Mishnah says Parsha Yalda Kemin Chamar, a para that gave birth to a form, some sort of animal that looked like a chamar. That'd be pretty hard to actually be a chamar because it's coming from a para, but it looks like chamar. Or a chamar Shalda Kemin Sus, a chamar that gave birth to something that looks like a horse. Pater Benah Bechayra as Pater from Bechayra, even though this is the first animal that it was born to it. Shneimar Kaz Pasuk says. Petach Hamar Shnei Pamim says it twice. Once in Parshas Bai, the other in Parshas Kisisa, and this tells us Ache Hayoilet Hamar VeHanoilet Hamar. Both the one giving birth, meaning the mother, has to be a donkey, and the one that was given birth to, the baby, also has to be a donkey. It can't be that one of them is donkey and the other one looks like a donkey. Now we continue with something similar. Umahim Bachila. What about them regarding eating? Let's say a cow gives birth to something that looks like a chamar, or a chamar gives birth to something that looks like a cow. So Mishnah says Behemot. A kosher animal that gave birth to something that looks like a non-kosher animal. Motabachila, it's allowed to be eaten, and ubehematmea, shialda kamin behematahira, a non-kosher animal that gave birth to something that looks like a kosher animal. Asrbachila, it's not allowed to be eaten. Why is that? Shayyatsimatametametaratar, that which comes from something not kosher is not kosher, and something that comes from that something that is kosher is kosher, even though it might look like something else. However, dog tame shabala dog tahar, a non-kosher fish that had swallowed a kosher. Fish. You're going fishing and you catch yourself a shark and you open it up and you find the tuna fish inside. Mutter bachila, it's mutter to eat. That's because it didn't give birth to it. It swallowed it whole for lunch and you managed to catch a shark before the tuna fish that it ate for lunch was digested. And the opposite is true as well. Vatar shabalik dog tame, a kosher fish that swallowed a non-kosher one. You had a giant yellowfin tuna that swallowed a small fish. Asr bachila, it's asr to eat. Lafisha ain't a gidulav because it didn't come from it. Just like in the shark case, it ate it for lunch and you happened to have found it inside a hole undigested. And so it's not kosher. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we have some cases. Chamar Shaloi Bechra, we have a donkey that never gave birth. That's what Shaloi Bechra means. It hadn't yet given birth. And then, V'yalda Shnei Zecharim, it gave birth to two males. Mazel Tov, it gave birth to twins. So one of them for sure is a Bechar, and one of them is not. We just don't know which one is which. That doesn't really make a difference. Noisen Tala Echel Kain, one sheep is given to the Kain as a redemption for the Bechar. We don't actually have to know which one is a Bechar, as long as you know that one of them is. So one Tala, one sheep is given to the Kain, and everything's fine. Now let's say, this donkey gave birth to Zachar and Nekeva, a male and a female, and we're not so sure which one was born first. So Mafrish Tala Echad La'atzmai, he separates a Tala for himself. He has to do this Misafik out of doubt. Maybe the male was born first, so he has to be Paidet, he has to redeem it with the sheep. However, since there's just as an equal chance that the female was born first, and that means that there is no Petar Chamar here, the Kain does not deserve a sheep, and therefore he gets to keep it for himself. And this goes along with the principle that we had at the end of the previous Masechta, which is called when one person tries to take from another, that one who's trying to take, he has to bring the raya. So in this case, the kain would have to bring the proof that the male was born first if he wants to actually receive that sheep. Now what about the following? The fellow has two donkeys that neither of them had given birth yet, and they were both pregnant, and then he walks into the barn, and he founds that two males were given birth to. He doesn't know which one was birthed by which mother, but still both of them for sure are firstborns, so nice and shnei talaim l'kain, he has to give two sheep to the Kain as a pidyon for both of them. But let's say Zachar and Akeva, these two mother donkeys gave birth, one of them to a male, one of them to a female, Ay Shnei Zachar Munakeva, or there was three animals born here, two males and a female. So in both these situations, Nais and Tla'echal Kain, he just gives one sheep to the Kain. That's because there's only one male over here, which is for sure a Petar Chamar. In the first case, it's obvious, there's just a Zachar and Akeva, and in the second case as well, there's two Zachar and Akeva, but it doesn't mean that there's two Petar Chamars, because one of them for sure is a firstborn, but the other one could have been born after the Nekeva, and so once again, there's only one. Now, what about the following? Shtei Nekevus Suzachar. He walks in and he finds that there's two females and one male. Oy, Shnei Zachar Mushtei Nekevus. There's two males and two females. So, Ein Kan L'Kayin Klum, the Kayin doesn't get anything over here because it's possible and actually more probable that the females were born before the males, and therefore the Kayin doesn't get anything. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalin. Hey, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.